Yeah, that's cool. That's perfect.
That's good.
Yep,
all right, great. Well, then I'll just jump in. Sounds awesome. Well, you did a good job introducing yourself. I was hoping that you could also tell me your last name. Can you tell me your first and last name together so I make sure I can say it the right way?
Mariana Larson.
Okay, cool. And then what grade did you say you're in?
12th grade.
12th grade, okay, cool. So it's your last year in high school, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, okay, so I think I mentioned that the nomination form that Tiffany put together had a lot to do with this Red Ribbon Week, and I think that happened several months ago, is that correct?
Yeah, it happened in October.
Okay, so it's been a while. Do you feel like you remember about it enough that I can ask you questions about it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I don't know anything about what Red Ribbon Week is, so maybe you could tell me. I think it has to do about, like, substance abuse prevention or something?
Red Ribbon Week is a week that's celebrated all across the nation because there was, like, a drug war going on, so now it's celebrated because somebody died for it before. But in Sandpoint, we usually do Red Ribbon Week, and we do this, like, we do everyday things with the kids in elementary. We teach them about drug use and how it's not good, and then we ask the community to promote drug-free environments, and at the end of the week, we do a pep assembly and talk with the parents that show up for it about what we were doing, and then we celebrate the Red Ribbon Week with a couple of games with the whole school. That was really fun. It was.
What kind of game?
We just did just fun games, like, we had the kindergartners do a caterpillar game where they, like, had to go all the way down the court. I don't know. It was fun. They were just silly games.
Kind of silly, fun ones, it sounds like.
Yeah. Just fun stuff for them to do because they work so hard to participate in Red Ribbon Week.
Yeah. So when somebody says that you did it, that you kind of ran Red Ribbon Week all by yourself, like, does that mean, first of all, is that true? And then second of all, does that mean that you just had to do all that stuff, or at least manage it all yourself?
Yeah, I planned the whole week a month before it happened, and I made sure all the material was there for me to use with all the classes, and I set up schedules to go into each classroom and talk to them, and I planned the Friday games with the principal, and I talked to the community for helping with the Red Ribbon Week and decorating their door, showing that they support it. And I posted posters everywhere and posted on Facebook that there was going to be Red Ribbon Week. It was a lot of work, but it was worth it.
Wow. So if you started it a month in advance, were you pretty much busy that whole time leading up to the week?
Yeah.
Wow. How did you get yourself in that position where you were the one who did it and you did it on your own? Like, how did it come about that way?
Well, student council is kind of small here, and because of everybody else traveling, I didn't want it not to happen, so I just kind of stepped up and wanted it to happen like it normally does every year, because everybody else was on the volleyball team and the wrestling team, and everybody was traveling, and I wanted it to still be a thing. It's important.
Okay, so it sounds like maybe it's something that the student council will do together, but then this year everybody else who would have been doing it together was going to be away.
Yeah.
And you saw that it might not happen unless you took charge. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you just said it's important, and it may sound kind of like a duh question, but, like, explain to me why you think it's important. Why did it have to happen, in your opinion?
I think it's important for the younger generation to know what's going on with drugs and stuff. There's a little bit of teaching about it, but I want them to celebrate it. Celebrate to be drug-free, and I want our community to come together with these kinds of events. It's just important for our community to know that our younger generation supports being drug-free.
Okay.
and that they are willing to be drug-free and they want to celebrate it, and the rest of the community should too.
So it's one thing just to be drug-free, but you're saying it's something else when you come out and you say, yeah, I am drug-free, and it's a reason to be happy and excited and to come together and do fun stuff and really recognize it?
Yeah, it should be recognized.
Yeah, is there, I don't know, if you don't know the answer to this, just say so, but is there a big problem with people getting into drugs and substance abuse from the standpoint?
Mildly.
Like it's around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, and so, okay, so here's another question that had to do with how you kind of found yourself in this situation where you're the one who's there, so if this thing is going to happen, it's kind of up to you to make it happen, and you said, yeah, I want to make it happen. How did you know what to do? Like, you said you did posters, you talked to the principal, and you did all sorts of things to get all that different stuff going, but, like, how did you have the experience to know what to do?
I've been in student council for the whole high school, so I knew all the steps to do it, but I've never done it all by myself, but I knew what had to be done because I've helped with the smaller steps in these kinds of pep assemblies and week-long activities. So that gave me an idea of what to do, and I kind of just rung up my own ideas after that of what we were going to do all week.
I see. So you had some experience with these different pieces, but you just never had to do it all at once before.
Yeah.
Cool. Did you find people to help you, like younger kids or adults, or, you know, did you get to delegate some of those tasks?
A lot of people wanted to help, like some of the other high schoolers went into the classrooms with me and talked to the younger elementary about drug abuse and stuff like that. And then a lot of the community did the did decorating their door and helped with the pep assembly. That was nice. A lot of the high schoolers helped with the pep assembly, though. It was very nice of them.
Cool. Did that make you feel like, how did that affect, like, you already knew you wanted to do it, but then when people helped you out, did that make you even more glad that you had taken the time to do it?
Yeah, it made me happy that I did it because it just showed that they wanted to do it too.
Right, yeah. Well, gosh, so if you're a senior this year, do you think Red Ribbon Week will happen next year and the younger students are going to be the ones there to pick it up and go with it?
I think so. I think the high schoolers that helped me this year will do it next year, because they seemed very eager about it, too.
Cool. That's awesome. Anything else to say about Red Ribbon Week that I didn't ask you about?
I don't think so.
No. Do you know, did anybody take any video of the Red Ribbon Week stuff happening, like the assembly or the games or anything like that?
No. I'm not. No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, there's something else that I think Carla told me about. I don't remember Carla's last name, but she works with Tiffany.
Carla Chepidnoy?
Yeah, that sounds right. I talked to her a little bit, too, because they were on speakerphone together. She told me that you, last summer, were an intern, a summer intern for culture camps and stuff, maybe with Fish and Game?
Yeah. I did the Youth Conservation Corps with the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge.
Okay, cool. And how did you get involved with that?
They wanted two teens from Sandpoint to go, and Carla was the one that was looking for people to go, and she was asking around, and I heard about it, and I told her that I wanted to do it. And so I got the job after I applied for it.
What interested you about doing that internship?
Well, there's a lot of numerous things that you're going to do in those kinds of internships. Like, last summer when I worked there, it wasn't just one thing. It was working with younger kids, doing construction in Cold Bay, writing up educational programs for the younger kids in Homer, going on the research vessel to Dutch Harbor, doing surveys for the wildlife. I don't know, it's an experience. And my brother did it too, so I knew kind of what I was going to get into, so I wanted to jump in there.
That sounds really fun. Like, I kind of want to go do it now.
It was fun.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it got cut off or not. Yeah, that sounds really, really fun. So, and this was an internship, so did you get paid, or did you have to volunteer your time, or was it kind of a combination, or what?
I got paid for it. That was nice.
Cool.
It was a fun experience that got paid for.
And did it take the whole summer, like?
No, it was only 6 weeks.
During those expeditions and stuff?
It was 6 weeks.
Oh, okay, cool. So then I also heard that this is what Carla said. She said that you were so impressive as an intern that you got invited back for this summer to be an apprentice. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm going to go back, and instead of it being 6 weeks, it's going to be 3 months. So I'm excited that I put that great little imprint on them.
Yeah, so what does that mean? So it's the whole summer? Is that the case?
Yeah, I guess I'm not really sure what I'll be doing, but I'll be doing the culture camp again with them this year. I'll be going to Cold Bay, the Pribilof Islands. And then I'll be working at the Islands and Oceans in Homer, I guess. That's going to be fun. Before college.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite places, the Islands and Oceans Visitor Center. So cool.
I love it there. Everybody's so nice.
Okay. Yeah, right? It's true. You don't happen to work with a woman over there at the Maritime Heritage, or the Wildlife, the refuges. You work with a woman, or have you ever met a woman named Tracy Fishbach?
No.
Okay. Wow, so I think that's really cool. And do you think, like, you know, you started with the 6 week thing last summer, and now you're going to do a 3 month thing this summer. Is this, like, an interest that you might have that you might want to keep pursuing after this summer, or, you know, has it piqued an interest in you for something you might want to keep doing?
I think it did pique an interest, because I enjoy it. It's fun. But I'm not too sure what I want to keep doing after I go to college. I don't know what will happen.
Okay, yeah, well, tell me that part. Like, where are you planning on going to college, it sounds like, next year?
I'm going to go to the University of Southeast in Juneau.
Cool. And do you know what you want to study?
No, not yet. It's a scary question.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have to know right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then will you do your apprenticeship and then go to Juno after that, I imagine?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, you know, those are the things that kind of stood out when I was talking to Tiffany and Carla, but in general, they said that you're just you're like the kind of person that's just always helping out, and that they can really rely on you for stuff, and I just wanted to share that with you, because I thought that it might be nice to know that people are saying that about you.
No, that is nice of them.
Is there anything I didn't ask you about that you think I should know when it comes to me talking about you and the way you help out in Sandpoint?
No, I think you covered everything.
All right. Well, hey, when I get done with the story, I have your email address, and I just sent you something last week. So you can check that. I'll send you a link to your story when it's finished, but I'll also send a link to Austin, too, and he might share it with you if you don't see it first.
Okay. Sounds
cool.
Good.
Thanks so much, Mariana.
Thank you.
All right. I don't know if I'm not on speakerphone, am I?
Yeah, you are.
You are. Oh, I am? Okay. Cool.
Yeah, so
well, it was nice to talk to you.
It was nice to talk to you, too.